This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Bloomington's Brett Conlon cuts hair and writes songs. Occasionally, conversations at his Lone Wolf Barbershop in downtown Bloomington find their way into his folk punk alt-country songs. Conlon performs at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tomorrow night as part of the venue's songwriter series. He dropped by the GLT studios recently to talk about his music. Conlon says, though, barbershop conversations aren't his main source of material.
But there's definitely bits and pieces that float in there, you know, sometimes between somebody just talking about loss or like a great moment in their life, or just a really like funny, interesting story that they've shared with me about traveling around, or just something that their parents or grandparents used to do with them or talk to them about or something like that.
Let's talk about some of your songs. And I want to focus on Glad to See You Go, the album that came out, 2-3 years ago now?
Yeah, 3 years ago this December.
Fantastic album.
Thank you.
Let's go with the song Hard, Hard Life.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me it's like a life's progression, right? From being carefree as a young person to now you have a child, from a great life of irresponsibility to someone who has to be responsible now.
Yeah.
We get off the work, bound and golden past five. It's gonna be a good pockets of fun, you won't go hungry tonight. It's gonna be a good life.
I wouldn't say it's like 100% my life, but that was kind of the progression so far. My son's 6 now. I have a daughter that's 2. And I think when I wrote that song, my son was still pretty young, but I had transitioned from being a young, carefree person to now I'm like working this warehouse job and trying to make ends meet and go to school at the same time and write music and try to, so you're in this world of working world but also music world of fun and trying to do both at the same time.
Now maybe you think you're what you need will change from day to day. Maybe you think you're overpaid, yeah. Keep living simple.
You reference your 6-year-old who is in school today.
He's in school today.
How much did that change your outlook and your songwriting?
A lot. There's a couple songs probably on the album that are very geared towards that and reflective of that. Home on Time, I think when I tell that story live, there's really not much of a story to tell. It's, hey, like this song's called Home on Time. It's about not being home on time and feeling like you're constantly disappointing your son or whoever you're trying to get back to.
3 a.m. Am I alone on this interstate? I should be sleeping, it's so late.
It's definitely changed the way that I do shows and travel around and stuff like that. It's a lot. In the past, I would play a show, maybe hang out, stay the night with somebody. Now it's kind of like it's 1-2 in the morning and the show's over and I'm like, you know what, I gotta go back because he's gonna want to wake up at 6 a.m and hang out and do whatever. So
you got him really into music by now?
Yeah, he's got a drum set.
Nice.
So we'll sit down in the basement where I've got all the music stuff and we'll play. I'll kind of ask him, you know, what kind of song do you want to play, and sometimes he'll be like rock and roll, like loud. So I'll just play a super loud fast riff and he'll come in with whatever. And then actually, last time we played, he surprised me. He's like, play something really quiet. And he was like doing all this stuff on the toms, like, you know, just kind of trying to do something real moody. And I was like, all right, I don't know what you're going for here, dude. But
he's got some game, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Got a feel. All right.
Yeah.
We're talking with Bloomington Normal singer-songwriter Brett Conlon. He's part of the songwriter series at Night Shop on October 20th. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Let's go to the title track, Glad to See You Go.
When the life that you know is a pot that's gone cold.
Not taking anything for granted, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. A friend of mine moved with his girlfriend out to the East Coast and kind of just hit the reset button on his life. And I thought that was really cool, and I think they definitely needed that. A lot of people have had that moment in their life where they've seen a friend or a family member that they were used to hanging out with every day and kind of grew up with, and then they're like, all right, well, now maybe we'll see you once a year or whenever.
So if you go in my way, I'll walk with you home.
if you're feeling low down, we'll pass the bottle around.
The song is called Glad to See You Go. It's a title track from the album by Brett Conlon. This is GLT Sound Ideas. You also front a punk band.
Yeah, that's a recent development.
Dead End Lights.
Yeah, it's been super fun. That's the stuff that I grew up with, was playing in punk rock bands and stuff like that. I played bass for a long time in bands like that.
Well, let me play just a little snippet of a song, the song called Daggers.
I know it's hard, you just want to be someone else.
I hear Dropkick Murphys in this song so much.
Yeah, they were one of the first bands that I got into when I was younger. I remember seeing Flogging Molly once at Warped Tour, where they do the whole Irish punk thing, and that was cool to hear all of that come together.
Did you grow up on punk music?
No. At my mom's house, I used to listen to just kind of whatever they listened to, which was, like, I remember my stepdad listening to Steely Dan a lot, and my mom listened, she liked little groovy stuff. I remember dancing to CNC Music Factory with her when I was a kid.
Oh.
And at my dad's house, it was, like, a lot of classic rock, a lot of, like, old school country stuff that his dad listened to, and so there was, like, all this stuff when I was a kid, but you don't really ever develop your own taste, I think, until you're maybe like 13, 14 years old.
Well, what stuck with you when you were young? Was it the classic rock?
Yeah, classic rock was good. I remember sitting in like my dad's car one day, and he ran in the house to get something. And not that this song is heavy, but I heard Dream On by Aerosmith, and I was just like, yeah, that rocks. That's cool. Whatever that is, I want to know more about that. Huh. You know, because at that time I was listening to whatever a kid in fifth grade listens to, Hootie and the Blowfish or something, probably.
Well, let's go back to another song from your album, Glad to See You Go. Everything I Know is the song I'm getting at. Let me play just a little bit of it here.
So bartender, yeah, one more round. Lord knows I got the time. Yes, I've done everything I know to get you off my mind, yeah.
So this is an interesting song. You've got a male-female perspective going back and forth.
Yeah.
Pearls Malone gets the credit. Who's Pearls Malone? I'm guessing that's a pseudonym.
Pearls Malone is she's like a Western swing rockabilly artist up in Chicago. I wrote part of that song, and I was kind of like, I feel like this needs something else. It needs like a kind of back and forth perspective, definitely a female perspective too. So I got a hold of her, and we met up at her house one day and kind of messed around with it. Wrote some lyrics, and then we got everything together for the album. It was like, here's your time. Come sing way better than I can.
Singer-songwriter Brett Conlon's our guest on GLT Sound Ideas. One more song before I let you go.
Sure.
Dancing in the Dark.
Yeah.
You covered Bruce Springsteen. It was just a few months ago you put this out.
That was a bold move.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. Come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired.
So you say you took a chance.
I did. I recorded it, and I remember playing part of it for my girlfriend, and she's like, it's really sad. I know. It's awesome. It's awesome how sad it sounds.
You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
What was the chance?
Just taking the chance, I think, just covering Springsteen. That's a huge thing to do. I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I like doing it. I like that it was kind of you listen to the lyrics and it's kind of a desperate song about not liking who you are or wanting to be a better person or just really saying like, hey, you know, maybe I'm not happy with something, but I'm going to find something to make me happy.
Want to change my clothes, my hair, my face. Ain't getting nowhere.